السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. Indeed, our praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him, we ask for His assistance and forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite wisdom, chooses not to guide, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is His servant and messenger. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator, your sustainer, your guide, advises you to have taqwa, to be consciousness of God Almighty as you go out throughout your day. When you're dealing with your family, when you're dealing with your colleagues at work, when you're dealing with your spouse and your children, when you're dealing with your finances, you remember God Almighty, as you ought to be in that state, and do not leave this world except submitting to Him in Islam.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا.
O you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, once again He advises you to be conscious of Him, have taqwa. And emphasize the aspect of taqwa by saying, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, to say truthful words. Don't lie, don't backbite. Watch who you're talking about. To watch with your tongue, to watch what you say. And if you're able to do that, God will rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed gained a great success, a great reward. My dear brothers and sisters, as we go out through our life, you will go through different emotional states in your life, as you already had an experience. You have some great moments, jubilant moments with your family, those family dinners where everyone's laughing and joking with each other, marriage, a newborn, getting a promotion. You have some great times. And also in this life, you have a bit opposite than that. You have some times where your health might be challenging to you. Finances might not be uncertain of what you're going through. We have a janazah today. Family is going through a whole different state right now. Right? And these are trying times. But everyone will go through different things, no matter what age you are. The elders in the crowd, they're worried about their children. Parents always worry about their children. It will never end. They're always worried about their health. What's the next test result coming? They have a scan coming up. What's the result of that? It brings anxiety. The young professionals in our crowd, worried about marriage. How are you supposed to find someone? And if that's the right person, now they have children. How am I going to support them? School, this and that. My finances, moving up in my job. Anxiety, fear. The teens in the crowd, their perception at school. Are their friends going to like them? Are they fitting in? Right. Their grades. Are their parents going to be happy with their grades? Are going to get it? Are they able going to get that GPA to get into this college? A lot of anxiety, a lot of worry. So it doesn't matter where you're at. You're going to have the up and downs in terms of your mental state. And the thing that's to remind us is that the best of creations that walked on this earth, they had to go through the same thing. We look at the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, peace be upon him. Yaqub alayhi salam, when he lost Yusuf alayhi salam and was taken away from him. If any parent loses their child in a crowd for a minute or so, they start going crazy. Where do they go? And they're alerting everywhere. Imagine your own child gone for multiple years. You have no idea what that child's at. Yaqub alayhi salam is going through that situation. And it bothers him so much, even though he's a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a prophet of God. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about his situation, where it says, "A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim." Qala ya asafa ala Yusuf wa abyat aynahu min al-huzn wa huwa kadhim. That because of his crying, because of his huzn, because of his sadness, that his eyes becomes gray, becomes blind. He's trying to hold back and refrain. That is some extreme sadness, to the point that someone's eyes become blind. Imagine the state with Yaqub alayhi salam, what he's going through. That he has to be in the state, even as a prophet of God Almighty. We look to the best of creation on this earth, on this world, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That yes, he has some great times, but he has some very trying times. His own family, his own tribe denied the message. The people he grew up with, the people that he knew, the people that took care of him. Now that he's a prophet and tell him to worship one God, they don't want to hear that. And it bothered him so much. That sadness overcame him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates a story to us in Surah Kahf, chapter number 18 in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِحَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and consoles him, that is your sadness going to come to a point where it almost harms you, that they will not believe in your message. Right? That's an extreme state of sadness that he has to go through, to the point that it's bothering him, it's incapacitating him, that his own family will not accept his message. And we go through different states, and our mental health is of one of the most important things.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, gives us a numerous amount of advices that how do we handle this in this situation. And mental health is something that we have to make sure that we're well aware of. That some statistics, just to make sure we understand of what we're talking about here, that over 20, around 20% of adults will have a mental illness. Illness, not just worry, but it's an illness that actually incapacitates them. They're not able to move on with their daily routine because of worry, anxiety, right? Whatever they might be going over. But what's one of five individuals will have that, will go through this state. Teens, that over them, about 16% of them yearly will have go through this, all the stress they go through. And the second most causing, the second highest cause of death among 10-year-olds to 35 years old is suicide. Right? We ask for Allah's protection from the Amin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But that's something serious. It's the second leading cause of people in this age range that takes their life is from this. So it's the utmost importance, my dear brothers and sisters, that whether a community, we can't say we're Muslim or we're this group or that group, that we are well protected, that now will never affect us. I think hopefully those days are gone. That we still have to remind ourselves, yes, we have a faith that has much answers to support us, right? To fortify us. Alhamdulillah, that is definitely, right, advantages that this group here has, that we have to at least remind ourselves of that. The one biggest thing that we have, my dear brothers and sisters, that will help us in our state of sadness, maybe anxiety, worry, fear, and is of the utmost importance, is our connection to God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the strength and firm belief that God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that sadness that you're going through, that anxiety that you're going through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could also take that away from you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also could relieve that from you and bring you into happiness. That God Almighty has the greatest of plans, and He is the most wise, and He's the Alim al-Khabir, that He's the most knowing and the most aware of your situation. That you're not alone, that God Almighty hears your du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears your du'as. And we see this in multiple places in the Quran. We go to the story of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in Mecca, and his own family, like as I mentioned, is torturing him and trying to harm him. And now they plot to assassinate him, right? And he has to leave Mecca with his good companion, Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. And they have to leave their own town that they were born in and go somewhere else. And so they go out into a mountain and they hide in this mountain, in this cave, thinking that they're safe. But the Quraysh, the people are coming out and trying to find them. And Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, as he's there, and the person is almost right over them, that if they will look down, they would see them. Imagine anxiety at that moment. Imagine how much fear that you have that you're about to get caught. It's all over. What are these people going to do with you? You're sitting ducks, right? You're just sitting there. And Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, is telling the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, if they look down, they're going to catch us, right? And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Surah Tawbah about this situation? Where the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. He tells Abu Bakr, don't be sad, don't have huzn, don't be sad. Indeed, Allah is with us. Indeed, God is with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. We will protect us. Why are you worrying for? See, that's have to have a certain state of iman, yaqeen, certainty. To truly believe when you're going through a state that God is with me. That He's going to take care of me. Even things might look cloudy. Things might look uncertain. But God Almighty has been helping people for many, many years. Believe me, you're not the first. Right? That's helping people, and God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not run out of options and solutions. That is unlimited. He's been helping me for years. That God Almighty will help me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here's my dua. Here's my supplication. That what? He is with us. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says this with the utmost certainty. Abu Bakr, what are you worrying about? Allah is with us, right? And what, of course, they were saved. And so this takes a little state of iman, of faith to get to that state. That when you're going through a thing, you have so much trust in God Almighty. And that's something all of us, you know, we all work with, we're always trying to build, we're always trying to strengthen to get to that level. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, emphasizes this. Where he talks in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, where he says something very amazing. And it's a perception of how when we're going through trials, where he says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إن أمره كله خير وليس ذاك لأحد إلا المؤمن. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, عجباً, astonishing, is the affairs of a believer in God Almighty. It's astonishing the affairs of a believer that has strong yaqeen and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wants the best for me. Allah, here's my cries, here's my du'as. Allah has the best of plans for me. He says, how astonishing is the belief of the affairs of a believer. All their affairs are good. All their affairs are what? Good. And that is only the case for a believer. The Prophet, peace be upon him, goes on and says, in asabathu sarra shakara wa kana khayra lah. If something good happens to that person, they make shukr. They thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for that bonus. Thanks for that raise I got. Thanks for that child that I have now in my hands, right? They don't boast and brag and walk a little bit differently, right? They thank God Almighty. And then the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says that in asabathu darra sabara wa kana khayra lah. And if hardship follows them, this is the other balance. Sickness, financial worries, death in the family, that they have patience. That God Almighty chose this for me, chose this for my family, chose this for the situation, that Allah has the best of plans and the best of decisions. That I truly believe that and I understand that. And that He will help me as He helped other people before. And that will come maybe the next second, maybe a day later, or maybe 3 years later. But I believe and truly believe that. The Prophet said to have patience with that, and that is best for that person. Right? It's a perception of what you're going through as that sadness comes and that anxiety happens to you. It's to make sure that have this strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're people of faith, right? This is something that all of us will make sure this attachment to God Almighty, to have that firm faith when you're going through tough times. The second thing that all of us could do is that to be there for those people that do go through different trials, right? That whoever is going through something, we all know people, and it might be us sometimes, right? Is this to be there for them? As the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, "Man nafasa an mu'min kharbatan min kharbatid dunya, nafasa Allahu anhu kharbatan min kharbatid yawm al-qiyamah." That whoever relieves a hardship of another believer, that someone's going through hard times, you give them a phone call, right? We all could do that. You do not have to have a degree in psychology or counseling to call somebody and ask them how they're doing, to go visit them, to take them out for coffee, to buy a box of chocolates, how, you know, generic that might sound. But believe me, that will bring some type of relief, some type of smile to their face. That the Prophet Muhammad said, whoever relieves a difficulty from someone in this world, Allah will reveal the difficulty for them on the day of judgment. I don't know about you, but all of us will need respite on that day, right? Any respite we'll get on that day, we'll take it. But one insurance policy that all of us could build for that day is to help all those and help those that are in need. A pat on the back, a smile on the face, right? People go through hard times. When people go through their work, right? Usually no one's there patting them on the back and saying good job all the time. The children in your school, not everyone's saying like, you know, you're doing a great job. Maybe you got a C, maybe you got a B minus, but you know, keep on working harder. Not everyone's doing that. So the parents in the crowd, you're there for your child that's maybe sitting in the room, maybe haven't come out for a while, right? Ask them how they are. Ask them how they're doing. We all know children never like to talk to their parents of how they're doing and what they did in school, right? But yeah, you're there for them. You sit down with them, whatever it may be. The spouse is in the crowd, right? This is one of the main roles for a spouse. Is to bring relief to the other, right? To live in sakina and tranquility. To talk to your wife or talk to your husband. How is it going? Right? How's your day been? Right? What can I do to help you out? To be there, a hug, anything would be of some type of relief. All of us could fit that. You do not need a degree for politeness. You do not need a degree for kindness. You do not need a degree for love. And this is something that we all could bring to solace. While we're going through tough times and anxiety, that everything is going to be okay. I'm here. I hear what you're going through, right? I've been through this. I did this. I did that. Whatever those words of encouragement is of the utmost importance as believers that we help each other out. And that is why we are here with each other. And that's why the spouses are here with each other. And that's why our parents are here with each other, right? So this is a reminder that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is helping us and advising us as we're going through those dark times. They're going to come. We're going to have great times also. We're going to have times where you're smiling the whole day and you have great times. But when the other times come, we were able to have strength and strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're able to support others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. أَقُلِي كَوْلَ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We ask God Almighty to say peace, God Almighty to send peace and blessings on the Prophet Muhammad and his family. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. The last thing I wanted just to remind us that we're people of faith and we're people of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that understand there's a spiritual aspect to our life that me and you sometimes do not see that's going on in the background. To understand that there were spiritual remedies to some of our ailments, as there is medicine and there is counselors that we need also to go to, and also sometimes to take part in those if it's needed for us. At one time, as the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as he was coming out of his house, he came into the masjid at a time that wasn't around prayer time. And there was a man that was sitting there. His name was Abu Umama. He was sitting there by himself. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, saw him. And he found it was quite strange that he's sitting in the masjid and it's not time for salah, that he probably would be at his work, might be doing something with his family. Why is he sitting here for? So he asked the man. He said, is it that I find you sitting here at the time that there's not no prayer going on? And the man answers his question by saying, Humuman lazibatni wa duyun. He said, Ya Rasulullah, that worries and anxiety has overcome and incapacitated me. And debt that I have and I owe to people has made it to an extent that I cannot move forward. I'm just sitting here. I have so much worries going on. He's going through definitely a mental crisis, a mental illness he's going through, where he cannot move on. And there's the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as he sees him. He tells him, right, do you want some words that I could teach you that will take away your worry and take away your debt? The man says, of course, please tell me. Right? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sees things and knows things that what me and you don't get. Right? He has special connection to God Almighty. Right? He has a spiritual insight that me and you don't have. And this man didn't have. So he teaches him some words. I will teach you some words to say in the morning and the evening, he tells the man. And he tells him, make this dua. Where he says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan, wa'udhu bika min al-ajli wal-kasl, wa'udhu bika min al-jubli wal-bukhul, wa'udhu bika min ghalab ad-daini wa qahru al-rijal. Says, say in the morning and the evening that, oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from hammi wal-hazan, from worry, grief, anxiety, and sadness. Oh Allah, please take this away from me. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from laziness and cowardliness. I'm not able to take on those challenges. I'm not able to get out of my bed. I lost that motivation, right? So some people wake up in the morning, they can't wait to wake up in the morning. There's others that they'll keep on sleeping. There's nothing else to get them up. They're in that state. Oh Allah, take away. Oh Allah, I seek refuge from this. Take this away from me. Oh Allah, take away stinginess from me. Take away that I have no stinginess. I'm able to give and I'm not worried about giving. And oh Allah, take away being able to be in debt and others. I mean, subjugated over other people. That people have power over me. I don't have that freedom, right? They have this power and grip over me. Oh Allah, take away from this. There's a lot to say about this dua. We'll need another 30 minutes to go over every single line. One thing, number one, that all of us could go and memorize this dua when the next time we're in these situations, we know it's going to come to our tongue. And we seek spiritual help. Along as going to our counselors, along maybe taking something that maybe medicine that you might need. But another point I really want to mention here is that if this man never met the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and explained his situation to him, would he have ever learned that dua? He would never have learned it. And if he was in the situation where he was and able to be in the masjid there and see him, he would have missed that opportunity. And this is a great sign, my dear brothers and sisters, is that if we do go through some situations like this, there is no shame. There's no stigma, a negative stigma, to go and seeking out help from other people. You're not a weak person. You're not weak in faith. You're not lower than anyone else. You're actually intelligent that you're going to seek help when you need help. That's actually the very smart thing to do. That's also the prophetic thing to do. And so there's nothing wrong if you have some trouble to call this person, to come to the imam, to speak to a counselor. We have numerous ones in our community now, alhamdulillah. From whatever situation, where it's marriage, where it's this or that, that alhamdulillah, we have professionals that have expertise in these fields. Just like the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had expertise in this, doing this dua that maybe this man never knew of. Maybe there's a solution to help me, my motivation, to bring happiness in my life, that someone else in this field who already dealt with 10, 15, 20 other people just like me is able to give me some advice that I never thought of. So think about that, my dear brothers and sisters. Seek that help. There's nothing wrong with that. Here at the masjid, we are here for the individuals, especially the youth. We're here for them. We'll take them anytime, inshallah ta'ala, to have these opportunities. If not, we have multiple resources in our beautiful community for those who have speciality in these fields, counselors, therapists that are able to help us, inshallah ta'ala. So we're well fortified. We're a tight-knit group. That we have this iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek help when we need to seek help. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away any sadness and worries from us, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to bring happiness in our life, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you for forgiveness and bless us on this day of Jummah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltuhu ala ladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wafu anna waghfirna warhamna. أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. So a reminder that we do have a janazah after the salah, please stay for that. أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Make your line straight, close up any gaps from you and the next person next to you. Focus on your salah, praise it, was your last prayer. Allahu Akbar. Subhanahu wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jaddaka wa la ilaha illa Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى فيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا والحمد كثيرا بارك فيك. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نار حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر، إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا والحمد كثيرا بارك فيك. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. We have some dua requests for Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haytham Bundakhji, Brother Zingi Pai, Sister Malik Arafi, and Sister Safa Al-Rafi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them shifa, ameen, rabbil alameen, alhumma shafi, la shifa la ant, la yugariu saqama, ishfi, anta shafi, ya kareem, rabbil alameen. We ask, we have dua request for Maghfirah, those who have passed away, Sister Nisreen Chowdhury, Brother Manung Tin, Brother Guy Lewis, Sister Aziza Sayyid, Brother Muhammad Khalil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannah Firdaus, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Allahumma ghfir lahum warhamhum wa afim wa'fu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their grace spacious, Ya Rabbi, forgive them for the wrongdoing, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. There's also dua maghfirah for Sister Farida Khan. We ask you to give her, forgive her for her wrongdoings. We have salat al-janaza for Sister Jasmine White. We have condolences to her husband, Brother Randall, their children, their relatives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them patience during this time and keep them strong with iman and faith. Kareem Rabbil Alameen. We ask you to make your lines for the salat al-janaza, inshallah. If anyone from the family, from Sister Jasmine White's family, would like to come up to the front, please do so. Salat al-janaza, as many of you know, is 4 takbirat. We have the first takbir. After that, you recite the thana of the opening of the prayer, or you also recite Surah Fatiha. After the second takbir, we have the salams on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the third takbir, you have the dua for the deceased. And after the fourth, we have the taslim. Please make your lines, inshallah ta'ala. So we'll have the lines if you could just stand right here. Yeah, make up. I think one line after that. That's good, yeah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله ارحم علهم اغفر لها وارحمها وآفها وافع عنها وأكرم نزلها وسع مدخلها واغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيها من الخطايا كما نقيت الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدل دار خير من دارها وأهل خير من أهلها وأدخلها جنة وأدخلها الجنة يا كريم يا رحمن الرحيم وإذا من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to forgive her for our wrongdoing, يا كريم يا رب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take away her sins. Allah, so anything she has done wrong, done right, we ask you to multiply reward and reward her for that, يا كريم يا رب العالمين. Allah, make her grave spacious and put the nur and light in it, يا رحمن يا رحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give her family patience, keep them strong with faith in you, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Subhana Rabbika Rabbi Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The janazah will be, the burial will be in Rose Hill Park for those who would like to follow it.